All week, we've been revisiting a particularly dark moment in history, the school shooting a year ago this week at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. One of the questions that comes up for parents when these horrific events happen is how or even whether to talk to kids about them. NPR's Anya Kamenetz is an education reporter at NPR and co-host of NPR's new audio guide, Life Kit for Parents with Sesame Workshop. It focuses on these kinds of difficult parenting conversations. Anya, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
So let's jump right in. Start with the how much and when.
Right. So, you know, when our kids are younger, hopefully we have a little more control over what they see and what they hear in the news. And we spoke to Rosemary Trulio about this. She's a developmental psychologist at Sesame Workshop. And she says we shouldn't keep the radio or the television kind of on continuously in the background.
We can control the amount of information. We can control the amount of exposure.
And Rosemary actually went through this with her own son, Lucas. So he was in elementary school when the Sandy Hook school shooting happened back in 2012. And they kept away from the television for most of the weekend. They didn't tune into the coverage at all, actually, until President Obama was addressing the nation. And it was kind of a different tone.
Does he need to see all the gory details? No.
Anya, she's pretty definitive about that. No.
Yes, that's right. So she's focused on the idea that when we see these disturbing images repeated again and again, that's really confusing for young children. They might think that the events are actually happening again and again. But it is important to keep in mind that kids are individuals and they do have different needs. I actually spoke to Evan Nierman. He's a dad living in Parkland, Florida. And he has a daughter who was 8 and a son who turned 11 the day after the shooting last year. He said his two children had really different appetites for information.
My daughter was more like my wife, actually. She wanted to talk about it. She was interested in hearing the stories of the victims.
And his son, he said, was more like him, not wanting to really dwell on every little detail.
But in that case, there's other instances where you know they're going to. I mean, they're going to hear about it from friends. They're going to find out. So then what do you do?
Right. So Trulio and other psychologists and other trauma specialists I talked to said when you start that conversation, you start by asking them what they've already heard, because you want a chance then to open up and dispel any misconceptions they may have. And for our Life Kit audio guide for parents, we actually did a call out to find out people's memories of news events from their childhood. And we heard a lot of these fears that people developed that were based on just misunderstandings. This is Allison Alquin of New Orleans, and she remembers as a child hearing about the Vietnam War on the TV news.
I know I'm not the only one of my age group that had this happen, that we heard the words guerrilla warfare and we thought gorillas, like apes. And I literally had a plan for where I would hide in my closet when the gorillas came.
Oh, that's something. And people of that age were probably already used to hiding under their desks, you know, for drills for when a bomb came. So that may not have seemed so unusual.
Exactly, exactly. So these fears really, you know, can cross generations.
And what about advice for school shootings in particular?
Right. So for children and parents, obviously, these incidents do strike very close to home. And Ron Aviaster, he's a school safety expert at UCLA, told us that despite what we might be hearing in the news, most of the time, school is a really, really safe place.
The vast, vast majority of schools across the United States are relatively safe. And in fact, data would show that they're some of the safest settings that kids are in.
And every conversation we have with kids, we have to keep that in mind and try to direct their focus to all the people that are working to keep children safe. You know, first responders, teachers, school safety officers, and of course, families themselves.
Yeah. So what do you do when you get to the why? You know, why does something like this happen?
Yeah. I know, it's so hard. I asked the dad in Parkland, Evan Nierman, about that, and he said this.
Both of the kids at various points have asked why did he do it? There's obviously not a great answer for that. It's hard to explain.
They've talked about mental health. They've talked about the role of guns. Rosemary Trulio at Sesame Workshop suggests that parents also give a simple answer, which is, we don't know.
Together, we're going to grapple with why these things happen. And we may not ever find the answers to these things, but what we have to focus on is that sense of healing, that sense of hope, that sense of kindness, and there is good in this world.
Which is a lovely sentiment. Finally, if you look at news as a family, is there a recommendation of how to do that?
So Sesame Workshop did some research back in the day to find out about children's perceptions of news stories. And they found that after the Columbine school shooting in 1999, the artwork of children reflected it. And it was very dark. It featured images like guns and like tombstones. But after 9/11, just a little while later, there was much more imagery of, you know, the fire, the police, the paramedics, the heroes. And, you know, Rosemary Trulio and the other psychologists I spoke to said kids might come to us with a whole range of different questions, but there's a bigger need behind all of those questions. And that is for us to tell them that they're cared for and nurtured and that they're loved.
It's Anya Kamenetz, NPR education correspondent, co-host of the audio guide Life Kit for Parents with Sesame Workshop. Anya, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.